Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with a little, hopefully, video episode. If not, it's going to be audio again, like the last one. Well, you know,
it's our holiday present to you.
Yes, this is our little extra here we're experimenting with. We're going to do a little Christmas beer right before Christmas, man. It's only a couple more days.
And as you might be able to hear, we have the spirit of Christmas on the line with us.
We do.
I think I hear bells.
Did you hear that, man?
It's Father Christmas. It's Phil from VE.
Who am I?
Vintage, hi, Phil.
Vintage Estate Wine and Beer. How are you, my brother?
I sometimes wake up in the morning and I say, who am I? But I am doing great tonight, guys. I have my little elf hat on, and I'm in the mood. I'm in the spirit of things. So
fantastic. How is everything in Boardman, Ohio?
Beautiful night. Tonight is actually open mic night. I'm hiding back in the storage room right now, because if I were out on the main floor at the VE, you wouldn't even be able to hear me, because we've got some musicians playing and people embracing in holiday cheer.
Awesome, brother. Wish I was there, man, but, you know, it's a
you know, we always wish you guys were here, too. You know that, man. This is your home. This is your home. You know, whenever you can, it's just boom. Don't you have keys? Didn't I give you guys keys at this point?
Not yet, man. Well,
no, you know. I thought I might have done that on a drunken night or something.
You know? Keep that in mind. Hey, speaking of giving us the keys, man, you want to talk about anything new going on there? Any new little announcements at the Vintage Estate?
Well, yeah. Well, obviously, one of the big announcements is Big Tap in 2012, which is going to be held at the Covelli Convention Center on April 21st.
Yeah.
And you guys are we're looking forward to having you back and having a little fun and of course embracing in some great craft beverage.
Awesome, man. And you know, while we're on that subject too, Phil, do you want to clear something up for some of the folks?
Yes.
We know the venue has changed and there's some people, you know, kind of concerned about that. If not, you know, the original location was a great location. But there's a reason why you're not having it there this year. You want to tell the folks why?
Yeah. We loved having it at it was called the Shepherd Event Center right down the road from the VE. But they are not doing events. And I talked to the owner of the building probably 10 times and tried to get the event center again. And he's kind of pulling out of that part of the business. And from what he told me, he's going to lease that space out to some manufacturing company. So we were very bummed out about it.
But on the bright side, you got a bigger venue now, right?
A bigger venue. It's going to allow us to do some things that we didn't do before. Like the VIP session is going to be very exclusive. It's going to have another new twist to it. Better parking. We're going to have shuttle buses running from the convention center to the hotels.
Love that idea.
We're really trying to cover. Yeah. We're trying to cover all angles, man. You know, but I feel very, very confident that it's going to be an incredible event. I'm excited. You know, they say things happen for a reason. This event center is just going to allow us to do some fun new stuff. But you know what? We're still going to keep the same energy of the big tap-in.
Definitely, man. I don't doubt that at all.
That's a critical thing, man. We got to keep the right kind of energy. So
bigger, badder, better, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, so we decided we're going to bring Budweiser and Miller and because they're good guys, you know
April
what I mean?
April Fools.
Miller,
they will not be there. So, anyway.
We know that.
Miller should have out their new, that new Easy Flow can of theirs, the smooth flowing can. Have you heard about those? Where they're going to add an additional hole in the can. Basically, they're making a can that you can shotgun without actually pushing the key into it to shotgun it.
So, no kidding. No kidding.
So you know what? If we see any of those, we'll just beat them up.
Yeah.
But you know, when you think about it, too, this way, all right, so the first fest you had, big success, had a great time at that. And it was at the Shepherd Convention Center, Event Center, and now you're at a convention center within 3 years. That's amazing.
Yeah, dude.
It is amazing.
That says a lot about your beer fest, too. I mean, it's, in our opinion, it's one of the best beer fests in the area.
I agree.
I love it.
Well, we're amazed too, and I think we ask ourselves, well, why is this event become such a great event? And I think it's all about the energy, man. It's all about the right energy, and that's the big focus. Keep the right energy there. Of course, I already have the breweries making beer for the big tap-in. I mean, I've been on the phone with some different breweries, and they're already in process gearing up these beers, so. This will be a VIP session like we've never had before. The VIP session is probably going to sell out by the end of the year if it doesn't do it by next week, like beginning of next week, because it's smoking. People are just scooping them up, but the tickets are $70 for VIP session and $45 for general session. So we're trying to keep the price reasonable too. I mean,
oh, that's very reasonable, dude. Very reasonable.
Yeah. And as you guys know, man, some of the best foods you can ever indulge in are going to be at this event. So the food is included, And I think that's a question a lot of people have. They drop $60-$70 on an event, and then they have to buy food. So,
well, even in that respect, Phil, I mean, you got a bigger venue this year. Does this mean more breweries by chance? Or I know you guys have a ton already, so, that might be hard to do.
Yeah, we had 85 breweries, I believe, last year.
That's insane.
I think we might... I wouldn't go over 100 breweries, though, I don't think, because I want to focus on the quality, too.
Oh, yeah,
it's easy to get over 100... Over 100 breweries, but it's more about quality, I think, and that's our primary goal. And who knows what'll happen? There's a lot of emerging, young, new microbreweries that are really trying to get their name out there. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see some new names you haven't seen before.
Awesome, man! Definitely looking forward to it already. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to oversaturate the market. I mean, it's great to have as much craft beer as we can get, but you don't want to kind of put so much out there people feel kind of overwhelmed by it. I think you actually have like the perfect amount of breweries at this thing for the amount of time that we have. It's fantastic. You can stop and chit chat for a little bit to go get some beers and go to the next station, grab some food, and keep going.
Oh yeah. There's going to be after last year's event, some people referred to the group walking down the street to get to the VE for the after party as Zombie Fest because they were all feeling pretty good.
Me and Spoon were doing Stumble Fest, I think.
Yeah,
Stumble Fest.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, Sick Poppy, I think we have some good pictures of you in handcuffs that night, if I can remember correctly.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Both of us, man. Yeah.
So, anyways, we're looking forward to it. When one talks about the whole demographics of what this event is, Pittsburgh shows up for this event, by the way. I mean, Pittsburgh really shows up, and I don't know. I'm just, I feel like we're an outskirt of Pittsburgh more than anything. I even more than, than the Cleveland. I think it's our location, you know. So,
oh, sure.
And I think one of the reasons, too, is a lot of the beers that aren't available in Pennsylvania, you know, they can be acquired at that event and consumed, mm-hmm. so, and they can try them out, and then hopefully they come to the VE.
Yeah.
We're going to have a big after party. Big after party at the VE, too, so.
So Spoon's throwing a VE sign right now.
Oh, yeah. Vizzle to the chisel. Vizzle to the chisel. So,
do you want to talk a little bit about what else is going on there?
Wait, I have somebody wants to say hi to you guys. She just popped in the storage room. This is my wife, Sandy. This is Sick Puppy and Papa Spoon. Say hi, Sandy.
Hi, boys.
What's up, girl?
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Hey, girl. How you doing? Okay. So,
Merry Christmas,
she just came back. Wait. They said Merry Christmas to you. But listen, she just comes back in the storage room to tell me that we just blew a fuse at the VE.
Oh.
Okay. You know what? That's why it's acoustic night. Don't worry about electricity. All right. See that? Yeah. So, anyways.
Blackout in California.
Oh, my God.
The game. Now we got one at the VE on the East Coast. It's Armageddon.
I'm telling you, man. Armageddon's here. Hey, if Armageddon's going to happen, man, let's hang out at the VE, man. I want you two here. Seriously, if it ever does happen.
You should have like a Mayan calendar, you know, Armageddon celebration at VE. Dude.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, if it ever does happen, I want Papa Spoon. I want Sick Puppy with me at the Bizzle to the Chisel.
Beer-pocalypse.
You got it.
Beer-pocalypse.
Well, according to the
man,
Mayan...
why let all this beer... Why let the beer go to waste? Let's drink it. Yeah.
Well, you know, according to the Mayans, it's going to happen this year anyway, so we might as well get ready for it.
I'm telling you, man. I'm stocking up.
And hey, look at the bright side, Spoon. No bar tab after that.
Ah.
Yeah. That's right. So anyways, well, guys, I'll tell you what. I'm excited to talk a little bit about some Christmas ales. We had a blind Christmas ale taste, and then I'm going to probably have to hop off here before too long because
I know you're busy.
I'm looking at my video camera. I'm in the back room here on my security cameras, and lights are flickering out there. But I think people are enjoying it. I think they're starting to hold up lighters like they're at a Journey concert or something. You know what I mean?
Freebird.
But
real quick then, what's been your favorite Christmas beer this year?
Without a doubt, Hoppin' Frog Frosted Frog has once again won my heart, and also it won the Blind Christmas Ale Taste.
Oh, nice!
That we had just a couple weeks ago. So
I had a
lot of good beers there, but that one won. So.
I think that's my favorite too, because it's traditional, you know, Christmas ale, but it's not like the others. You know what I mean?
To me, it really defines what a Christmas ale should be. You know what I mean? And that's when we did the taste, I kind of outlined, you know, what is it that we're looking for. There was five categories that everyone was judging them on. But understanding that this was a Christmas ale taste, you know, so,
sure.
You know, if there was something that was just all hopped up, you know, that's to me not really what a Christmas ale is,
right.
You know.
Right.
So, but when you get a nice balance of spices, like, you know, a little cinnamon, a little nutmeg, and whatever, mm-hmm. you know, all these spices that go into the Christmas ales, I'd have to say that Hoppin' Frog completely hit it, man. I mean, and it's not a wimpy beer either, man. I don't know.
That looks pretty high up there in alcohol, too, isn't it?
9.5%, 10%, somewhere around there.
10%, I think.
Yeah, I think it's at least 9. Oh, wait a second. I'm looking at a bottle here. this is, I think, 8.5%, it looks like. But that's pretty, that's still up there. Yeah, I did, too. Actually, I'm looking at a bottle of barrel-aged Frosted Frog right now. Maybe it's not as high as the other one, that doesn't make sense at all.
Dude, how much do you have of that left? Save me one. That'd be great.
That'd make
I
a great
will
stocking
take care
stuffer.
Of you, Sick Puppy. You know that. You
Thanks,
know that, man.
Brother.
I'll hold something back here for you.
Awesome. I didn't even know you had that last time I was there. I apologize.
I just got it in.
Nice. Hold a couple back there for me, brother.
All right, I will work on that, man.
You know,
but there were some other good ones for the taste too. You know, I don't want to just talk about Hopper Frog.
Can I put you on the spot?
Go ahead, man. Yeah.
What was your least favorite one?
Let me think about that for a minute. There was a couple that were kind of that I really wasn't into, you know.
But, I'm sure if Butternuts had one, it would be it.
Well, we had 13 different Christmas beers, and I'd say probably my least favorite. I a Beta Christmas didn't do anything for me. You know, we had that one in there. Probably a Beta. Yeah. But
I've never actually had that.
I just wasn't feeling it. You know.
Right.
I'll tell you who I thought was pretty good. Now, second place was Trogs Mad Elf. Okay.
Third place
was actually Great Lakes Christmas, and you know, which they were all good beers, but I felt like Ohio Brewing. It's called Ohio Jingle Bells. Completely delivered, man. In fact, it was actually a close third between them and Great Lakes Christmas. It was really, really close.
Nice.
You know? I felt like they were probably second best. They had a nice vanilla thing going on in it, you know, and just well balanced. And this is the first time they've made that too. So,
oh, nice. Did you have the McKellar Christmas one in there at all?
Now you're talking about my boy Dirk from Belgium. You know, I can talk about Dirk because I met Dirk about a month ago in Belgium.
Yeah, I'm jealous you took that trip, brother. Man, that's amazing. And, did we lose him? Oh, we lost him.
Oh, did we lose the call? Oh, there he is.
I think I'm still on.
Hey, there we are.
I'm on.
There you are.
We thought we lost you there, brother.
Okay, yeah, I get excited when you start talking about McKellar. Now, here's the thing I want to tell you guys, too. I used to call it McKellar, but
yeah,
after I met
it's
Dirk,
McKellar, right?
McKellar, and it's still... It's still hard for me to
McKellar.
Get that right, but
yeah,
McKellar. I gotta remember
just
that.
Respond,
it sounds
you know,
too
just
much like Michelob.
Yeah, Michelob. right. Well, just to respond to you about Michelob, I feel that Michelob's in such a different category of beers that
That's
I didn't
why
even
I was
include
asking,
it.
Man, I totally agree.
So,
with you.
Yeah,
me and you shared a bottle of that a few weeks back. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Yeah, you know, and I tried to when I chose these beers for the competition, I really wanted to try to, you know, embrace what the category was, you know, the style of beer, and even Trogs Mad Elf was kind of pushing it. I think I may not even
you didn't
want to
like go too over the top.
Because,
is that what you're saying?
Well, it's almost like a Belgian style beer. You know, it's not. It's less of a Christmas beer and just a. Spiced up Belgian, you know.
Yeah.
So,
good point, man. Yeah.
And hey guys, if somebody else wants to say hi to you, the cellar man, Bob Schott, right here. Here he is.
Oh,
Bob.
Hey, it's Bob, the cellar man. It didn't just say wine and beer. What up?
How you doing?
What's
brother?
Up, Bob?
Hey, hanging in there, just having a good time. Lots of fun people here, and. That's about it, and
Hey, good to talk to you, brother. Hey, you have a great holiday, brother. I'll see you at the beginning of the year.
Same to you. We'll be here, and to everybody, have a good one, and we'll see you soon. Here's Philip.
All right, thanks. Love you, brother.
All right, a little kudos to Bob there.
Yeah, we love Bob.
Gotta love Bob.
Bob. Bob,
so,
man.
But, yeah, you know, just getting back to the whole Christmas ale thing, I'm very impressed overall with all the breweries that are really coming out and making this great seasonal beer. It's one of those kind of beers that I can only drink once a year, pretty much. But yeah, you know, but for what it is, it really adds a nice component to the holiday season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about this before, Phil. Where I don't really like Christmas beers that much.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as right. I get late, yeah, kind of later in the Christmas season, I kind of learn to appreciate them a little bit more than, you know, I normally do.
Well, you get in the holiday spirit is the thing. That's
me?
Why.
Exactly.
See,
exactly.
He won't admit it, Phil, but he's actually a softy at heart.
We know that.
He is. I think I've had him cry on my shoulder a couple times.
Yeah, when we kissed.
Know? Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a bad night, man.
Oh.
I try to forget that. Anyways. So, back to the subject.
Yeah,
but,
we're drinking.
But, you know,
tonight.
We had Great Lakes Christmas. We had Bell's Christmas. I want to tell you guys who we had in this competition,
ahead,
too. We had Bell's Christmas. We had Rogue. There's Santa's Private Reserve. Breckenridge Christmas, which is really tasting good, I think. One of the better ones. We had Sam Smith Winter Warmer. I love Sam Smith, by the way, out of England. I'm probably a little prejudiced because I was there, but I just love Sam Smith beer.
Well, you had it over there a lot fresher than we can get it here.
Yeah. It seems like it always tastes better when you're right there in the pub,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Of course, we had Indigo Imp, and Sierra Nevada. So, yeah, I love Indigo Imp, man. You know, he's just a small guy, man. He hand delivers his beer to me, and, you know, I hope he can make it. He's, you know, if he's going to grow his business, he really has to expand his brewing system. But that's what every one of them run into, you know.
Oh,
and
sure.
You either say, okay, I'm selling some beer, I can't keep up, let's invest, you know, a couple hundred thousand or more into a larger system where you say, okay, well, I want a little hobby, I'm getting the hell out of this business because it's too much work, you know. So, anyways, he's doing a good job. And then who did I miss? I told you guys, Sierra Nevada Celebration.
Celebration.
Too. So, not bad beer, not a bad beer.
We're actually drinking one that I don't think you guys can get in Ohio, the Sly Fox 2011 Christmas Ale.
We cannot get Sly Fox over this way, so I'm a little jealous of you guys.
I'll grab you one, dude,
right
and then
now.
Next time I see
hope...
you, I'll bring you one.
Yeah, cool. I'd like to try it. I've never had that one.
Yeah, and they change it up every year. So. It's an ale with ginger, cinnamon, allspice, nutmeg, and
mm-hmm.
cloves. Which is, you know, fairly typical. It's a red ale, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, this thing just bubbled up like a mofo.
Oh, it's super carbonated, Phil. Pour slowly. It's got that Duvel kind of head to it, you know?
Duvel. Yeah, well, that's cool. You're sipping on a Christmas ale. I might have to pull one off my shelf here, but I'm probably going to have to hop off pretty quick, guys,
because I have
an electrical. Actually, Bob, the cellar man's back here to report to me about our electric issue. It looks like I'm looking at the camera right now. It's like a strobe. It's like a strobe light. Oh, dude.
There's some acoustic disco tonight, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, make the best of it, you know. So, anyways, guys, appreciate chatting with you. And
always,
I'm excited that all these breweries are making great Christmas sales. I hope the trend continues. It's like the pumpkin beers, you know. That trend has exploded. And I do like the idea of doing these blind tastes, by the way.
Yeah,
of course, we had Pittsburgh Post-Gazette did a little thing on it, and then we had Akron Beacon Journal did a little write-up on it, too.
It kind of takes the bias out of the beer sampling, you know?
It really is straight up. They don't know what they're drinking. I mean, Bob Sellerman, he hides all the beers behind his big old blanket. Nobody knows what they're drinking. And, I mean, it's legit. It really is legit. I mean, we're serious about it, too. People try to peek around, you know. We make them wear the dunce bucket, you know.
Nice.
You know, yeah, so it's an upside-down Budweiser can, so, yeah, they have to wear it if they get caught trying
to
cheat.
Funny. And you had that Christmas tasting every year, right, since you've been open? Pretty much?
This was the second year.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be an annual
thing going forward, though, I assume.
Yeah, I think so. People are expecting it now, too.
Yeah,
and they're like, hey, when are you going to have the Blind Ale taste? Well, you know what I want to do, too, guys? I want to do a blind stout taste.
That could be interesting.
You know?
Ooh, yeah, that'd be a tough
blind
one.
Stout. Of course, we're going to also have a blind mead taste, too. We're working on that for next year. So.
I want in on that.
Yeah. Well, we've got some new meads, too. I'm very excited about this new meadery called Bee Nectar. They've got some killer meads, man, and we're going to enter them into that. And in fact, next time you guys come over, maybe we'll open up one of those bottles and do some sampling of that. So
yeah, it sounds great, man. And, you know, if any of our listeners are out there, you know, are in mead, you know, head out to Boardman, man. Phil's place, you know, Vintage Estates has an amazing assortment of different meads. We're pretty thin here on the mead selection in Pennsylvania, so.
And I actually started drinking mead because of the selection at VE.
See?
So.
We're here for you, man.
I thank you for that.
Well, you know, I'm a Pennsylvanian myself, so, you know, I gotta look out for the peeps.
That's right, man.
Gotta take care of them, so. I love you guys, man, and I want to say Merry Christmas to Should I Drink That in the House.
Yeah, boy.
And I'm going to have to hop off, gentlemen, but have a blessed Christmas, man, we'll talk to you guys soon.
You too, and tell everybody at VE that we said Merry Christmas as well and have a safe New Year, man.
You got it.
Love you guys.
You have a good night.
You too, brother.
All right, thanks, Phil.
All right,
you
too. Man.
Cheers.
See you guys later. Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right, man. That was Phil, Rita, and crew.
And crew, yes. That was pretty cool.
Wife Sandy and Bab, the cellar man. We love Phil and everyone at Vintage Estates. Just amazing people. Part of my family now, and as well as Spoons, but just amazing yeah. people. Amazing place
Very
to
cool.
be. You know, it's my second home, like Phil said.
Yes. So we promised you guys more audio or video or whatever we're going to do.
Yeah, we're still playing with it. So, you know, if the video turns out to be, you know, suckage, you'll be hearing us on audio.
Yes, as we point around our screen. All right, puppy, so what did you think of the Sly Fox here?
I haven't even tried it yet. I was waiting until Phil's exit.
I'll tell you what.
To give a proper review.
So that was a pretty cool interview there with Mr. Phil.
Yeah.
Vintage Estate.
Like I said, love Phil and the whole crew over there. Phil, Sandy, great people. Bob, every employee there, you know, it's just phenomenal. You know, it's a family over there, and we feel really, really proud to be part of it. So we love
and
them.
If you are dear fans would like to talk to us about craft beer, we have to call you. We're not telling you how we have this set up, but we got to call you.
Yes.
So if you have a webcam, that's even better because we can get more of you in here probably, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how this works? Yeah. And otherwise, we can actually call you on your cell phone, which we just did to Mr. Phil.
Definitely. Or your landline. Doesn't matter.
Your landline. Yeah. Any of those.
You got a phone number. We can call it.
An at. And if you don't have one, get a Google Voice number. And then we'll call that.
There you go. Definitely.
Because that's how we do things.
All right. Cheers, brother. Let's talk about this beer, man.
So,
again, like we were saying, this is the Sly Fox out of Royersford, Pennsylvania, 2011 Christmas. It's a red ale, and it's got ginger, clove, allspice, cinnamon, and nutmeg. So, and it's got all that Christmas elements to it for sure.
I got to pour some
I was a little worried, Spoon, about the red ale thing. But I think this is going to be so spiced up, it's not going to matter to me.
See, look at that. Even after a little pour, it's still, it's severely
it's very
carbonated.
Very carbonated.
And that's the thing that I worry about with this is.
And from what I was reading, too, I thought it was kind of weird. is there's a slight difference in alcohol between the bottled and draft versions. The draft's 5.5 ABV, and the bottled version is 6.5.
Which is... Seriously, this is 6.5? I thought this was higher.
Mm-mm. I can double-check the bottle, but I'm pretty sure it's 6.5. Yeah, 6.5.
Huh.
So, I mean, if you're not into those high alcohol, heavy Christmas beers, especially in the winter warmers, this is nice. And I'll say it again. I'm not a huge fan of this style, but I respect it and I understand it. And I know what they should be. And I actually like this one, dude, because everything I get, like the cinnamon, the ginger, you know, the allspice is there. I get the nutmeg and the clove. But it's none of it's like in your face. It's just it's balanced and blended. It's really, really nice.
I'm trying to make sure I can get this in camera. I'm checking out the color. This actually has a very nice mahogany color to it.
It does. It does, yes. Mahogany, wow. That's a great description. It's been.
And you know what's funny is when we were out shopping for furniture and stuff, when we're looking at different types of furniture, I'm like, oh, yeah, that looks like a certain type of beer. That's mahogany, that's, right?
That's Crystal 80. I'm thinking like on my couch. I think it's like a Crystal 90.
Yeah. See, yeah, it's a little sweet. I'm getting the allspice and the nutmeg.
And what's cool about it is like at least for me, there's not like a malt backing to it, but it's more like a dark fruit.
Yeah,
like a plum kind of a thing going on there.
But see, that's the only downside of this is I really don't like the carbonation. It's kind of like taking.
I
away
like
from
that it's Belgian-y kind of, you know, it's got that, you know, big frothy head to it, like a
dual, yeah. I'm not used to it with my red ales.
Well, yeah, I mean that is kind of odd, but and they change this up every year because you know they may or may not be able to get the same ingredients they had the year before. You know, as far as like the mulling spices that are in here. And that's another thing I wanted to talk about, Spoon, is, you know, you hear of mulled wines and mulled mead, you know, where you add these spices like the ginger, the clove, and the allspice, cinnamon, nutmeg, whatever, and then you heat it up and make like a hot drink out of it. And beer is one of them ones that you never think to do that with, but this one, you can do that with.
You know what?
You can do like a mulled beer with this, for sure.
You know what?
Good one.
Thank you. I don't know how that would come across.
What do you think? It's a little sticky on the back end, I think.
I think this is more of a winter warmer than a red ale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's even classified as a winter warmer, but, you know, it's got that red ale backbone to it.
Yeah. It's got the tea bag on my throat like a... Like a red ale.
Yeah, and again, you know, I'm not a fan of the red ales, I'll say it again. But with this one, I don't mind it because everything else is there over top of it. You know, all the spices and aromatics are there to kind of mask that red ale back end bite that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But overall...
I mean, it definitely has a nice, like a nice big malt, like a presence to it. It's...
Yeah, like I said, the malt is there, but like you don't get that malt, at least I don't get that malt bite.
I guess the carbonation is what's throwing me off from the winter warmer or red ale part of it.
Yeah, I think that's why
I like it. Yeah, I like it, though. I would buy another one. Well, what'd I pay? I think I paid $9.99 for this. I think it was on sale for $9.99.
Yeah, I think we got it at the same place, so I think I'm right there with you.
I would buy another one of these.
This actually has a date on it. Good to October 20th, 2013, so.
Mine is faded off.
Nice.
So you can't really sit there. That's my white balance. It's all screwed up.
It's probably the same as mine, give or take.
That's
I mean, Sly Fox makes some decent stuff. I don't visit them often enough. They do make some oddball things, but you can check them out at slyfoxbeer.com.
We had the bad experience when they were first coming in this area with was it the 113?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's... It's,
but that was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, at the time I tried that, it was just kind of an overdone thing with me, but... I mean, I still drink it. I have some of the canned 113 in my fridge right now, so... I'm definitely not against it, that's for sure.
The other weird thing with doing video while we do this is I have to realize that not everyone can see me like when I'm swirling my glass. I have to keep pay attention.
Stay in the frame, brother. Stay in the frame.
This is why I do radio. Don't worry about this shit.
You just got to be conscious of where we're at.
Yeah, this is. I like it though. This is. It's a good Christmas beer. It's not my favorite Christmas beer. Hoppin' Frog.
Oh, my favorite. Exactly. Hoppin' Frog, Frosted Frog. I can't say that enough. So, amazing beer.
Yeah, I dig it.
Loving it, dude.
No matter how. Oh, there we go. Okay, now I got the head under control. So.
You got your head under control.
I do.
Boom. So, insert rim shot here.
I feel a little gassy now. So. On that note, sick puppy.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's about it for this year for Should I Drink That.com.
I'd also like to pimp Craft Pittsburgh.
Craft Pittsburgh Magazine.
Magazine. For supplying me with this delicious shirt that I'm wearing. It's one of my favorite black t-shirts to wear now.
Yeah, it's another thing to look forward to in 2012. More issues,
We get more stuff going
Pittsburgh
on.
Pittsburgh goodness, right.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to see the next issue of that thing.
But, I mean, I'm really looking forward to 2012, man, for Should I Drink That? I mean, hell, it's the end of the world, so our shows might get crazy.
I feel crazy insane. All right, let's kick this badass to the curb.
Yeah, dude, awesome beer. Great talking to Phil, as always. We'll have to have him back soon. And, dude, Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year to you and the family, and to our extended family out there as well. All our fans, listeners.
You guys. Wait.
People watching the videos. Yeah. We love you guys. See you in 2012.
Sounds good to me.
Cheers, man.
Later. Tink.